Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Joe Rogers, the Executive Director of Hospice of Humboldt. The comments I hear most often when I tell people I work at hospice is, "Thank you. You are a blessing for my family. I don't know what we would have done without you." Hospice provides expert care and comfort to patients at the end of their lives. If you are on hospice, you will have doctor's oversight of your care, a registered nurse who may visit once or twice a week and is available 24 hours a day, social workers who can help with the paperwork, and if the family or patient requests a spiritual counselor, we have a chaplain who will provide reflection and support. Home health aides also provide personal care for patients. All of our clinicians help teach family members how to care for their loved ones in their home. Hospice has an active volunteer program to help families with patient care and grief support. All of this care, plus medications and your medical equipment related to the patient's terminal diagnosis, are covered under your Medicare, Medi-Cal, or insurance benefit. There's usually no cost to the patient or family. I repeat, there is rarely a cost to the patient or family for hospice in their home or place of residence. Anyone can make a referral to hospice. You can have a free information visit and have a conversation about your situation and our services. To be accepted to hospice service, our patients must have a diagnosis of 6 months or less to live. Most patients and families see the greatest benefits from our compassionate care when they sign up for hospice earlier rather than later in their disease. Hospice is not only for the patient, it's also for the family. I'm very excited to tell you about our beautiful new hospice campus that is nearing completion. The new hospice campus has three buildings nestled in the Redwoods in Timberfall Court in Eureka. The home care building is where all of our clinicians and staff will work together in one building. The home care building will include grief support services and meeting rooms. The chapel in the Redwoods is for reflection and spiritual care of the patient's family and community, of all faiths and beliefs. The home care building and chapel will be open this fall. The Ida Emerson Hospice House is scheduled to be open in early 2016. This is a brand new service for Humboldt County. The hospice house is an option for patients with severe symptoms to be treated in a compassionate hospice setting instead of having to go to the hospital. This beautiful new campus couldn't have been built without the generous donations from our community. Thank you, Humboldt County, for your supporting hospice. We are pleased with our new campus and the Ida Emerson Hospice House. It completes our mission of providing heartfelt end-of-life care when you or your family need it the most. This is Joe Rogers, Executive Director at Hospice of Humboldt, for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.